We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. Well, this is sad because a lot of people go to this event and have a good time. The Peach Festival has been canceled, so there will be no Peach Festival this year. We always like it because the spokespeople come down to the station. We enjoy some peach cobbler and things like that, and then the event itself, of course, very good, but not this year. Like a lot of other things, the Peach Festival has been canceled. Thanks again to the kind words from Marty on a cell phone. Appreciate it. And now let's go to Ontario. This is Pete. Pete in Ontario. You're on WBEN.
Hey, Sam. You'll notice lately the uptick in my participation and calling is because of the next 3.5 months and how they are important to the free world and how important it is to get any message you can out. Because this truly is the most important election of our lifetime. And we see yesterday Donald and do the press, which is great. But I think what he's got to do and his some of the handlers have to talk to him about not exaggerating. He's factual, but he'll over-exaggerate the fact.
And plus he'll say everything's going great. And I think that's his very nature. And people out there will be there with specific numbers and measurements and things where he is a generalization. He'll say things are good. They're okay, you know. And so, I understand what you're saying.
He really does have to stick to that. And he's very good at going on and off the prompter. As for Joe, I mean, Joe is not going to – they're going to do anything they can to take the debate away from the whole thing. The dishonesty on the left shown – by that New York Times reporter finally exposing the New York Times like that yesterday was the biggest news in the last month or two. But we always revert back to the same thing, that the left is going to do whatever they want because there is no enforcement of the federal law. Any federal law at all is completely debunked because the feds basically are 75% when it comes to the upper echelon, the bureaucracy in D.C., is probably 90% left, and we have an attorney general in Jeff Sessions. Before we saw him get his butt kicked last night, and that's why. And we're going to see if William Barr, which we thought was going to be a true patriot, is turning out to be unbelievable. That every day that people aren't getting out. Now I understand Mr. Trump can't get out and say anything. He really, really can't, Sandy. About William Barr, because he's going to cut off his nose to spite his face if there's any chance for John Durham to bring charges and indictments. It's not a report. We're not looking for a Durham report. We're looking for indictments, and that's what has to happen.
Yeah, it seems like we're always more anxious than the feds are to pursue things legally. Here they've got a truck full of lawyers, which the Democrats were always very happy to use. We are very stingy with that. It does. We don't get much feedback on how it's going. And so if you're not going to be held accountable, then you're going to be more out there, and I think that's where the Democrats are now. I don't think there are any fences around what they say.
And there won't be, because the person that's supposed to do it is checked out, completely checked out. What I do like again about the primary, where Sessions was apparently going to walk with this thing, it was starting to look a bit odd, but that man got almost 60% of the vote. And I mean, that's just wonderful. That just goes to show that there is patriots out there.
There's no question in my mind. When I saw the charts this morning, and both of the ones that he endorse one and one decently. His former doctor also won the Admiral. And, yeah, I still have the faith, and I still have the frustration you have as to why things – it seems like some of it's pretty low-hanging fruit, but they don't seem to be willing to do much. I think it's because they don't want the other side to be saying, look, this is the only way they can deal with us. They have to go after us in court. We have the ideas. I don't think the people think like that at all.
Yeah, but the problem with that is everything that they bring against Trump when it comes to Trump Russia, you still have Pelosi saying Trump's a Russian agent. You have Hillary Clinton coming out yesterday espousing that Trump's connected with Putin and there's nothing you can do about it. That can all be disproved by the honesty and the straightforwardness of the Attorney General, William Barr, and his prosecutor, who we thought was straight up John Durham. If that does not happen, there's a good chance we may not have any strength. Probably Trump, unless something massively happens, is going to take the election. But what is going to happen with the Senate and what is going to happen with Congress? Because we would have probably kept the midterms, again, a political situation, if John Durham and if William Barr or Jeff Sessions had brought charges and been honest with the American people and brought that to the forefront. Because half of the unengaged Americans thought that Trump was a Russian agent because they listened to CNN, MSNBC, CBS, and, you know, MS, like all of those things, and all it took was that to for us to lose the House, and that was political.
Well, everything seems to be political now. Thanks, Pete. Thanks for your passion and honesty. We appreciate it. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. Let us go to who would be next? Don on line one. Don, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, Tony. How are we doing today?
Well, we're doing all right, and we heard about your state. Pennsylvania is extending. They have a new thing. They're extending any large gatherings until February.
Yes. You started the show today by playing Chuck Berry's 30 Days.
Yeah, and that's why I did it.
Well, the best, the way things are realistically right now, you'd have to, Chuck Berry would have to change the lyrics to 230 days. How long this is going to be shut down.
Yeah, it keeps getting elongated as we speak. Well, that'll mean no football, no football people in the stands, no basketball people in the hall. It's going to be a long drought before we get back to normal, apparently.
Right. Now, the thing I don't understand is Pennsylvania has two football teams, the Steelers in Pittsburgh and the Eagles in Philadelphia. The Steelers, as far as I know, are still allowing fans to be in their stands for the football games like a lot of other teams are going to do. That's an unfair advantage.
Well, I think it is an advantage. I don't know what would come of it if the teams didn't like to play like that because it would be unfair. That's up to them. And it's up to the league. The league can do anything it wants as long as it follows the guidelines of the state of Pennsylvania.
I understand that, but I mean, again, it's, you know, there's what, 30 or 32 teams in the NFL, and there's a lot of states that are represented, including Buffalo. I don't know what the situation in Buffalo is. Are they, to your knowledge, allowing fans or not?
Not to my knowledge. Buzzy and Tony, are we going to have any fans? I don't think we are, but
I don't believe so.
Not in New York State.
No, not in New York State. We're a worse state than you are regarding regulations.
Okay, so your regulations cover the whole state, while this regulation here only covers the city of Philadelphia. So that.
But keep in mind, our teams don't play, except for the Bills, don't play in New York State. The other two teams that are New York teams play in a different state, and it's not ours.
Right. Well, getting back to the mayor of Philadelphia, his name is Kenny, and to be quite honest with you, he makes your mayor Brown in Buffalo sound like a Ronald Reagan clone.
Listen, oh, really?
I mean, that's the difference. I mean, this guy is incredible. I mean, he's right out of the Portland, Oregon situation.
You mean he's just letting things happen and he's not involved, basically?
He is so liberal and so far to the left. It's just, I mean, it's unbelievable. You'd have to be here to understand it. I mean, I'm just thankful that I don't live in Philadelphia.
We don't mind here in Buffalo. We don't mind left. We don't like wide right.
Well, you don't like wide right.
No, we don't.
That's because the New York Giants beat us, because our field goal, which would have given us the title, we would have had the Lombardi Trophy, was wide right.
Oh, that was back in the 90s.
It was a while back.
1990.
1990.
You guys don't get over things very quickly, do you?
No, we don't. No, we're going to – hey, we assassinated a president here. What do you want?
Should we bring up Brett Hull's skate in the crease and say no goal?
Yeah, really. Okay, as far as the first question, Trump versus Biden, in reality, that's what the marquee says, but in reality, it is capitalism versus socialism, period. And let's be honest about it. Biden is going to implement 100% of plagiarizing the Bernie Sanders platform. That's what it's going to be.
Well, you're right. That's exactly what it is. Remember, a while back, the president said, we are not a socialist nation, and we're not going to become a socialist nation. So he spotted it way back then. I think that was in his inaugural speech. And we don't want socialism. We don't want it. Anybody that wants it should go to a nation that is socialist and live there for 6 months. Then come back and tell us, was it better? We'll help you pack. If it wasn't better, shut the hell up.
That's correct. And the people that know exactly what you're talking about are the people who have migrated from one of those kind of countries. And they'll tell you flat out what you just said is accurate.
Yeah, and you talk about progressive thinking. And I mean, in this case, forward thinking. Omar, if I'm not mistaken, comes from Somalia. So we are to learn much in our society and how to run it from Somalia. And if it was so great, why did she come here? Why did she bring her family here?
That's a good question. I still don't understand how she got elected, but she did.
She did, and it's amazing. We'll see in this election, because we'll see if they've caught on to her yet or not.
Meanwhile, she keeps funneling money to her husband's firm. She's getting him rich.
And have you noticed that if you're watching national television, every moron comes from New York? Every one of them comes from New York. We must grow. We must have a moron farm. We must just grow them. And then we send them out to represent us. It's embarrassing. It really is. You know, when I'm thinking about a candidate, well, who should I support? One of the things that I think about is how will they represent us in when they go to Washington? You know, you want somebody that's knowledgeable, classy, smart. And how do these people ever get that job is beyond me. It really is.
You're right. As far as AOC, if I'm not mistaken, she comes from Westchester County in New York, which is a very exclusive area.
Yeah, Fox outed her a couple of weeks ago which school she went to and all that. Very upscale. She did not come from poor roots, let's put it that way.
So much for the old thinking that to be a Republican, you have to be rich, and to be something than rich, you have to be a Democrat. So much for that kind of thinking.
But I think that if they ever ask you to guess where this bumbling moron comes from, guess New York, and you'll probably win most of the time. Thanks, Don.
Thank you. Have a good day, both you guys. Thank you.
Okay, take care, Don. All right, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930. Got time for another call before the break. Let's go to Arnold in Niagara. Pardon me, Tony? Let's go to Arnold on line three. Gone is Arnold has left the building. Arnold, what's his name, was on the TV show, Arnold the Pig.
Ziffle? Something like that.
Green
begins with a Z.
Acres is the place for me. We're not calling this guy a pig.
No.
I just, it's the same name. But right. That's, I'm sure they're not even related. All right, let's have a couple of Facebooks, Buzzy. What do you got?
Yes, since we're speaking to Don from Philadelphia, let's start with the Philadelphia question. Beth says, it's so sad there is so much contradictory information out there, and I want us to be safe, but fear that we're more than safe and being held hostage indefinitely at this point.
Yeah, it's good to be on top of it, but you don't want to be overdoing it. And some people are saying, look at the European models, the ones that have gone back to school already. Apparently, their school year starts earlier than ours does. And they seem to be okay with it. So maybe this is one case where we can learn from the Europeans and be very beneficial to us. I heard that yesterday. What else you got?
We'll go with Steve this time, and Steve says, it's funny, all of the states that were at the beginning of this, the high states, the high death states, now all of a sudden feel like they can tell other states how to ruin their business, ruin their economy. Maybe they should shut up and just focus on themselves.
Well, you obviously are not a Bob Dylan fan, one of his first songs was, "The first now shall later be last. For the times, they are changing." How about that, huh? How about that musical reference just right there, baby?
Dropping them lyrics.
I really am. I'm a lyric dropper. I'm a lyric dropper. Anyway, another one.
Yeah, we'll go to the Trump versus Biden. How is it looking right now? And we'll start with Rick. And Rick says, it's amazing that Biden could be so far ahead of Trump in these polls, but you never see Biden. And when you do, he's struggling to get through a sentence at the reading level of a second grader. I think Trump is doing the right thing. He's made a few mistakes, but he looks more and more presidential compared to the very little we see of Joe Biden.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it possible to sneak into the White House without people knowing? Because that's the approach the Dems are taking with Biden. They're trying to sneak him into the White House.
Absolutely. They want to hide him. And here's another thing to look for is they're going to start pushing for, well, it's unsafe to hold a debate. So what we need to do is we'll have both candidates in front of a camera. This way Biden could get Donna Brazile to send him the questions with the answers for him to study. They'll have teleprompters up for him to read. That's the only way that they could let Biden debate Trump. Otherwise, Trump would clean his clock.
Well, I do agree. It is dangerous for them, too.
And they're also going to push for mail-in voting.
Yeah, it's dangerous because their candidate will lose. There's no question about that. Yeah, they might be working on some other reasons, but basically it's not to embarrass himself. If he could possibly announce, like, the day before elections, that would have been ideal for them, but they can't. And they got to answer questions with all the years. And keep in mind, all of this time, nobody's asking about his son with the Iranian oil deal. Nobody's asking about him being the chief hair sniffer in Washington. Nobody's asking about any of that stuff. Isn't that amazing? We'll be back with more with Beach & Company on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And we are back with Beach. Oh, this could be the last time. This could be the... You're playing this a little early, aren't you, Tony?
I was in the mood for some Rolling Stones.
The last time by the Rolling Stones? It is Beach and Company. Okay, I'm going to find out how sharp my guys are.
Uh-oh.
Is Buzzy in the studio?
Yes, he is.
And Tony's in the studio?
We're here.
All right, there's something missing in our lives, and it affects almost everybody, and certainly would be all of our listeners. What do you think is missing in our life? Tick-tock.
Cool cars.
Tick-tock. Tick. No, that's
no,
not
you
it.
Already tick, have that.
Yeah, that. Thank you. Tick-tock, tick-tock,
baseball.
Tick-tock. Nope. Eh, you both lose. You know what's missing?
What?
Coins.
Oh, yeah.
If you've been to the store, they are short on coins. And we found out that the mint is producing less of them because of the virus. And not only that, people are beginning to hoard them. And let me tell you who the biggest offender is. I hate to say it. I hate to out my own company. Entercom. You know why?
Why?
They pay us in coins.
Oh, yeah.
We're hoping someday to be paid in paper money. But for now, we make salaries that equivocate into a bunch of coins. You couldn't fill up my right pocket with my two-week check. So we get paid in coins, but that's all right. We don't all hoard them. We spread them around. Actually, I think what a lot of people do, that was a little joke there, ha, ha, ha. But anyway, I think what a lot of people do is at the end of the day, if they have any coins in their pocket, they put them in, you know, a piggy bank or
a
coffee can or a drawer or whatever. And then when you get enough, you roll them and use them for something special. I think, and I don't think I'm nuts on this, I think with the way things are in our country now, coins, you want to save something for a rainy day. And don't laugh at coins. I mean, we had, I got a gift of a Hamburg bank. It was a bank that was a hamburger. And it looked like an old-fashioned cartoon hamburger. It was great. And every night, come home, whatever coins I had, sometimes I'd have a few, sometimes I'd have barely any. But if I had any, they would go in that hamburger. And then Bernie says, let's roll these up now. We have something coming up, and we'll treat ourselves with this. How much money did we have in that? $200 we had. $200, which is pretty good. You know, so it's $200 that you don't even miss, and you can do something with it, go somewhere, buy something. But do you guys do anything with your coins?
In fact, I just wrapped up like $30 in coins while I was on vacation. I was bored and going through one of my junk drawer, which I keep my coins in, and like, you know what, I got to start wrapping these up. And in fact, I reached out to Jay from Rockburg. I said, hey, man, you need any coins? Because I saw the, you know, just like what you're
yes
saying.
Too.
Yeah, he did. So I need
Everybody
to get over there and
does.
Sell them.
Everybody does. How about you, Buzzy? Are you a coin saver?
You know, I'm the classic. There's a lot of coins in my cup holder, and every now and then I'll see a few quarters in there and just decide that I'll bring them into the store with me to get rid of them. But beside that, no.
You know what I used to do? When we had toll booths, more of them than we have now, and you'd actually hand a quarter or throw it into the bin, I used to keep quarters in my ashtrays, and now in the car. Now they don't not only have quarters, they don't even have ashtrays anymore.
Well, that's what started throwing it in my in the coin and not the coin holder, the cup holder, because I would just I need 15 cents to get to Transit Road or whatever. But now with Easy Pass and the lack of there being tolls, it just sits there because I haven't stopped. You know, I mean, I've been driving now for 15 years. So for the last 15 years, because I'm only 31, I've been throwing.
Oh, stop. I knew he'd go for that.
I knew
he would go for that. You were there. Tolls were already gone by the time.
But I've been used to just, hey, if I have coins in my pocket when I get in the car, just throw them in the cup holder. So they're there, but I don't do the tolls anymore because the drive from here to Tech, all the coin tolls are now Easy Pass.
Yeah. Well, you know what I used to hate? When they had toll booths everywhere, and everybody knew where they were, but you'd be in a long line, and sure enough, by the time you were almost there, you had the quarter in your little hand and were going to toss it into the bin, somebody ahead of you just discovered toll booths. They didn't know anything about toll booths. And they reach around and they look in the compartment and how about the center console? And it used to drive me nuts because everybody else would be ready. You got your coin in your hand, you put it in there and you proceed. And there'd always be somebody who didn't prepare. And they do the same thing at the drive-thrus at the bank. It's even worse at the bank because sometimes they don't know how to operate heavy machinery like the whoosh machine that they have there that you would put your transaction in, and it would go into a pneumatic of a volcanic type tube, just like that. It's like people catch on slow. All right, here's what we're asking about. We're asking about Trump versus Biden. How's it looking now? Right now, you know what it's like? It's almost like Joe Biden's doing the rope-a-dope. The rope-a-dope is something that Muhammad Ali found out. He let George Foreman pound the hell out of his stomach until George Foreman couldn't fight anymore. His arms were so heavy and so tired, and then Ali beat him. Did he knock him out? I'm trying to remember.
Yes, he did.
Fight. He knocked him out.
I'm pretty sure he knocked him out.
Yeah, so he invented that. If you can take the punches, just let him punch himself out. That's what Biden's doing, because he's not doing really any counterpunching, and he's not standing up for on his record, really. He's letting the president pound away, and then hopefully right at the end he'll have something and try and beat him right at the end. But I would like to see a nice campaign from now on with issues being discussed. I would also like the ability to see both men on the same stage at the same time. Let's put it this way. You've seen Biden and what he has been unable to get across so far in the campaign. How would you like to have him sitting across from Putin and representing the United States of America? I don't think I'd feel too comfortable with that, but he's got to get out there. I want them to debate. I want them to discuss. I want to see which is the better man. I think I know. But I still want to see it, not just hiding out. That's the first thing. The next thing, I think, would be the, let's see, I still want to do this. I don't know if this is still alive. The Trump versus Biden is the first. That's good. The next one might be the Philadelphia, saying no large meetings of any kind, and that would be sporting event seating. Like football, like basketball, which Pennsylvania definitely has. And that's still February of next year. Next year. So is that, we're only in July of this year, and that goes to February of next year. Is that something you think should be looked at in New York State with the Bills and the Sabres and things like that? I'm not really sure. And check that out, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930, back after this. Saturday's going to be great, sunny and 88.
That's a first. Anytime we have a birthday get-together for Nicholas, we usually get rain. This is going to be one of the first years where there's no rain in the forecast.
Well, that's good.
I like
it. We're very happy.
But we can't invite anybody over, so.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true. You can save some money on the cake.
Yeah, well, now, I'm still eating that.
we got a Facebook from somebody who says, by the way, our Facebook is 716-803-0930. It comes up on the giant screen. That's our text. You guys got the Facebook. We have the text. All right. We have the text, and that's how you get there, 716-803-0930. And this is one. The guy says he has 3 5-gallon jugs filled with coins, and it takes a dolly to move them. See, that's actually, a lot of people think if you save some money in your house, somebody's going to break your window and come in and steal it. I don't think most people, and I'll ask you guys if it's true, can most people lift a 5-gallon jug filled with coins? I doubt it.
I doubt it, too.
Yeah.
That's got to be heavy.
What do you think, Buzz?
I don't think most people could, no.
Yes, I mean, if you had a machine or something, that'd be different. You tilt it up, stick the bar underneath it. But even then, getting it in your car or getting home with it would be really tough to do. So first of all, when I heard about three jugs, I immediately thought, wow. Wow, this guy's got the world by the tail. All those coins and three jugs of them. And, hey, it's not easy. You think it's easy being me? I had some guy accuse me the other day of hoarding quarters. I said, what are you talking about? He says, I know there's a roll of quarters in your pocket. I can see them. I said, do they have a Washington timestamp on them? I'm telling you, it's just me. And I took it as a compliment.
Yes, you did.
Tony, you're into, what, dimes?
Half dollars, dollars.
Never mind.
Hey, by the way, you should have seen the cool MG that just pulled up.
What pulled up?
A cool old MG just pulled up.
Oh, the MGs are nice.
Yeah, it's neat.
Yeah, very nice English cars brought back by the GIs in World War II from England. Very nice. Okay, let's go to, now that we're done talking about coins, Tom in Tonawanda is online, too. Tom, you're on WBEN.
Mr. Beach, a pleasure to speak to you.
My pleasure, Tom. What do you got for us today?
There's only going to be, like, one debate. They're not going to flaunt Biden because, you know, he can barely wake up. And it's all about that AOC because if he picks her as her running mate, she's going to dictate policy, and Biden will just be there signing stuff. And
God, if he picked her, she would run over him with track shoes. I mean, there's no way she could keep her mouth shut, and he would be the head of the ticket. She would be the head of the ticket.
Absolutely, and she has a contingent of followers. But another interesting point, Ruth Bader Ginsburg has taken a turn for the worse. If the Democrats win, God hope I don't. I hope they don't. Could you imagine Kennedy, Justice Kennedy, following her in retirement? That would give the Democrats two key positions on the Supreme Court, and then we're officially done.
Well, let's hope that for a lot of reasons, but let's hope that she manages to deal with her illness. I know they think it might be an infection. She's been ill before recently, and let's hope that works out. First of all, the best thing for it to happen would be their health is fine, president wins a second title. But I think you're right about one thing for sure. We're right on the edge of losing the country in a lot of different ways, a lot of different reasons. And it seems like the bad guys seem to think they have permission to destroy the country. Well, they don't have permission, and let's not give it to them. Thank you, Tom. Thank you for the call. What do you guys think about that, if Ruth Bader Ginsburg has a turn for the worse? Because she is ill.
Yeah, that's true. I've seen it brought up before, you know, that what's at stake with this election, and the Supreme Court was one of them. I mentioned, I think a couple of weeks ago, I think the Second Amendment could be in danger if Biden were to win, along with several other of our freedoms that could go away. I don't, you know what, I got to say, I don't see this as even being a close race. There was one university, I cannot think of it, but they had a great track record of predicting the outcome, and they showed what the landscape, what the Electoral College vote would look like, and it has Trump winning in a landslide. I also see the Republicans taking the House. Look at Trump's track record with candidates that he supports.
Yeah, well, he just had two big wins yesterday. Yeah. I mean, really major wins. I'm very much in favor of thinking that Trump is going to win another. But then again, that's 4 years. I think we're balancing right now, and we're setting the stage. I don't know when it'll happen for everything to just go south.
You got to think that when you look at what's going on with riots, protesting, cancel culture, this and that, the average person has to be so turned off. And I'm not talking about the political animals out there. I'm just talking about the, you know, John Q. Public, who goes through life doing his own thing, has got to be so turned off to what the Democrats are doing that they're either going to stay home and not vote, or they're going to vote for Trump. Look at how many more we're seeing that are leaving the Democrats. How many videos see, look, you know, I used to be a Democrat. I don't like what they're doing. I don't like what they stand for. I'm going to vote for President Trump.
You know, if the Democrats consider themselves an American party, Party of the United States of America. I think they're wrong. I don't think they are. Because if you follow their procedures and what they like and what they don't like, it does not go with the traditional American thinking. Now, we've always welcomed contrarian thinking. That's fine. I keep you on your toes, make sure you're doing as well as you can do. But the bottom line is we've got a lot of just radical stuff just out of the blue. And I'm sick of hearing specialized things. You know, you can say Black Lives Matter all you want. You can paint it on your face. You can put it on the highway. But don't say all lives matter, something as generic as that.
Well, you're
something
a racist if you say that.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Remember what I told you about positioning? That's what they've done. They've positioned what Tony just said. That if you even dare say all lives matter, which is, how can you object to that? I'd like to know. How can you object to standing up for a human life? But if you say that now, you're positioned as being a racist. And that's baloney.
I think some woman was just shot dead because she said all lives matter.
Yeah.
That was in the news recently.
Absolutely ridiculous. And in order for them to follow the law, the people in charge have to make sure that they're charged and make sure that they're obeying the law. Because if they don't believe they're going to be caught or if they don't believe they're going to be charged, they're going to keep doing it. It's going to get worse. Yep.
Do you see the Democrats as a party in danger of even existing? I mean, they've gone all the way over to the extreme left.
I think, to be honest with you, if the Democrats ran candidates against the, I don't know, name anybody, I'd vote for name anybody ahead of them. They just don't seem to be very American at all, nor care to do what's best for our country. We'll take a break and be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.